Midlife Conditional as Crustacean Morphology by Gabriella Denise Frank. The heart of a credible scuttler, enfabled brace and cervical groove of carapace, shelters its tender self-face effaced in brittle barricades. We canklers lurk on the sidelines, bold-faced clarity being too much to decide. In a debacle, I'd rather my subtle approach backfire, my shell discarded. I baffle and bifocal, flail and groat in the tidal bloat of shorebreak. I dive beneath the foamy foment, yearning for form, my shell come refuge no longer home, only alone is safe. A crab's body is filled with blood, but it has no heart. An empty chamber pumps survival in loops inside its shell. An open circulatory system means the crab's whole body is a heart. The viscous sap of living swells through every cell and dactyl, pollux and caliped. How does one survive without a heart, yet be made whole of feeling? Some shysters flee beneath rocks, while the tenderest snap their claws in defense. Oh, scurrilous cravens, what blusterous bravado! I don't buy your bluff. It's in your nature to long for things. Some weep at beaches, littered with tinny, stinking carcasses. A carnage of claws and carapaces, caught in buzzing brown bull kelp, works a spell on human sympathies. It's only a disaster if someone notices. Save your salty heartbreak. The crabs aren't dead, they've molted. Our tender friends have skittered out of homes too small to contain them. Who hasn't yearned to become more? To escape the fetters and nets? Question is, what are you willing to lose in exchange? What will you abandon at molting time? The shell cracks along the back seam. The crab slides out the slit with more grace than you've ever exited a breakup. A soft new body slips free from the wreck. Fact, crabs only mate when they are rendered defenseless. It takes time for hearts to recalcify. Why sidle or hint? Why hide desires when we have precious little time to claim what we want? Living is unchecked expansion and loss, the shedding of who we were for new emptiness we hope to fill. Don't resign politely to the ways the world asks us to die before we die. Instead, yowl with brutal, luteal potential.